Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambo. Hello. How's everybody? Today, 3/15, March 15th, 2024. Happy Friday, everybody. Getting ready for what they call the weekend. Today, on Blacks, Billy X, Black, B-L-A-C-K, radio, we're going to, as always, be speaking upon the blacks, black men and women who changed the whole wide world. The three W's. Today, we're going to talk about Sir Mr. Dred Scott. A black man who, along with his wife, Harriet, sued for their freedom. And the reason that they sued was that it was living in a semi-free state, but they should be granted freedom. They should be granted their freedom because that they had lived in Illinois and the Wisconsin territory for 4 years where slavery was illegal. And laws in those jurisdictions said that slaveholders gave up their right to slaves if they stayed for an extended period. In a landmark case, the U.S. Supreme Court, as always, decided 7-2 against Scott, finding that he nor any other person, black, could claim citizenship in the United States. And he could not bring a lawsuit. His temporary residence in the free territory outside Missouri did not bring about is emancipation. Emancipation because the Missouri Compromise, which made the territory free, was unconstitutional because it deprived citizens of their slave property without due process of law. Are you not listening? One more time. The man lived in Illinois in the Wisconsin territory where slavery was illegal. After he sued, that's when they decided to all states slavery. And let me rephrase. Although Chief Justice Roger B. Taney had hoped to settle issues related to slavery, by this decision it aroused public outrage, deepened sectional tensions between the North and the Southern states, and hastened the eventual explosion of their differences into the American Civil War. 1857. One more time, this man and his wife, for their freedom, they were denied because they was blacks black. But at the same time, just them having the gumption, stand up, stick their chest out and say, hey, wait a minute, that's not right. hey, wait a minute, that's not right. And the white offsprings did what they always do. They changed the rules. They took and made slavery legal throughout the whole territories, whereas these other states was like, no, we ain't with that. And thus began the beginning and the foundation for the Civil War. So if anybody ever asks you, what was the beginning of the Civil War, let them know that, sir, Mr. Dred Scott and his wife, Mrs. Harriet Robinson Scott, stood up for their rights as human beings and the laws was changed. And because of them standing up, thus began the Civil War. One more time, it's a black thing. One more time. Let anybody know, Lich, that Mr. and Mrs. Dred Scott Harriet Robinson Scott, they changed the whole wide world, because that's what blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, people do. Feet of polished gold and head of wood of a lamb. His chosen peoples, one more time, do and did what we do with the three W's. Change the whole wide world. So, Mr. Dred Scott, Mrs. Robinson Scott, together changed the whole wide world. Maximize, M-A-X-A-M-I-Z-E, thy, T-H-Y, blacksmith, B-L-A-X, N-E-S-S. Maximize thy blacksmith, because as you can see here and have knowledge, that if it involves changing of the whole wide world, it's a blacks thing. As always, Asante Sana, thank you very much. Moji Kupenda, one love. Baraka, blessings. Amani Kutoka, you, peace from above. Enjoy your weekend, and remember, blacksmiths changes the three W's, whole wide world.